One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. A man of many names, King David, Moses, David, Father David, Dad, or Grandpa, but to many of his victims and those outside of his insanity would know him as David Berg, leader of a cult that has been accused of a broad range of crimes and misconduct. This is a story of what he created and eventually destroyed through his misdeeds and crimes. Today on The Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of Wikipedia.
David Brant Berg, also known as King David, Moses, Father David, Dad, or Grandpa to followers, was a founder and leader of the new religious movement currently known as the Family International. Berg's group, founded in 1968 among the counterculture youth in Southern California, gained notoriety for incorporating sexuality into its spiritual message and recruitment methods. Berg and his organization have subsequently been accused of a broad range of sexual misconduct, including child sexual abuse. Berg often said that his rich heritage played a key role in his shaping his character and religious convictions. Many of his forefathers, as well as both of his parents, were deeply committed to Christians. Some of them were members of the Dunkards, a conservative offshoot of the Church of Brethren. State persecution of the sect drove the Brandt family of Germany to America, where they settled in Pennsylvania and Ohio around 1750. His maternal grandfather was Reverend John Lincoln Brandt, a Disciples of Christ minister, author, and lecturer of Muskegee, Oklahoma. Born John Lincoln Brandt, Berg's grandfather had a dramatic conversion in his mid-20s, and he immediately entered full-time Christian service. For years, he was a Methodist circuit rider. He later became a leader of the Alexander Campbell movement of the Disciples of Christ, a restoration movement that developed into the current Protestant denomination Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. Berg was born on February 18, 1918 in Oakland, California. He was the youngest of three children of Haldimer Emanuel Berg and Reverend Virginia Lee Brandt. Both parents were Christian evangelists. His father was Swedish. David Berg's mother, Virginia Brandt Berg, is the individual whom he credited for influencing him the most. Although raised in a Christian home, Virginia became an atheist and wild society girl during her college years. However, shortly after the birth of her first child, she broke her back in an accident and spent the next 5 years as a bedridden invalid, often hovering near death. Eventually, she recovered and spent the rest of her life with her husband, Heldmer, an active Christian service as a pastor and evangelist. Virginia and Heldmer were no strangers to controversy. They were expelled from the Disciples of Christ after publicly testifying of her divine healing, which was contrary to church doctrine. They subsequently joined a new denomination, the Christian and Missionary Alliance, shortly before David Berg's death. In a later year, their missionary zeal and disdain for denominational politicking often set them at variance with the conservative faction of that church's hierarchy, causing them to work largely as independent pastors and evangelists. David wrote that he was physically abused by a German nurse and sexually abused by a Mexican babysitter when he was aged 3. David Berg spent his early years traveling with his parents, who pursued their evangelical mission with a passion. In 1924, they settled in Miami, Florida, after Virginia successfully led a series of large revivals at the Miami Gospel Tabernacle. This became Berg's home for the next 14 years, while his mother and father were pastors at a number of Miami churches. As is the case with many pastors and their dependents, the Berg family depended entirely on the generosity of their parishioners for their support and often had difficulty making ends meet. This instilled in Berg a lifelong habit of being frugal, which he encouraged his followers to adopt. So that's kind of the beginning of the David Berg story here on the Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like the program and you'd like to get access to all of our advanced episodes and final chapter segments, we invite you to become a Darksider at patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia and help keep our program on the air. Tony and Carol with you today. Thoughts so far on Davey?
Well, it's a really weird story for me because I know someone named David Berg. And so every time you say that, I see my friend. It's like, it's just kind of weird, so I'm having kind of a hard time focusing on it.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, like, this I think could be a very interesting story, you know, because around that time, that era, there were a lot of people who had these, you know, starting new religions was a big thing because there was money to be made in that. And so there was a lot of bizarro kind of religions that started, and most of them didn't take off. But, you know, it's just, you know, people were, but it's kind of like that today. You know, you hear of people, we talk about them all the time.
Sure.
People starting up stuff and just for the money and taking advantage of people. Now, I don't know where this particular story goes about my friend, David Berg, but we'll find out. But I'm not familiar with this story at all.
It's an interesting one. I think I got hooked over the weekend on a docuseries. It was like a People magazine talk about cults or something like that. And it was just like 12 episodes all about cult leaders. And cult leaders fascinate the hell out of me. I don't know why it is, even more than murderers. I mean, sometimes they end up being that too. But I just, something about that, or the ability that some people have to just suck people in.
Yeah, because some of them too are so bizarre. Like, yeah. How did you believe that?
Yeah.
And then some people, even on the other side of it, they're like, I don't know how I believed that, but I did. So it's really an interesting, because it's psychological. It's not like, you know, one guy being crazy and killing people. It's about these people convincing other people mm-hmm. to be crazy. But all in the name of religion.
Yeah.
So the people who are following them are probably doing it for the right reasons. You know, they think they're being closer to God or whatever it might be. So that is a very strange dynamic. And it takes a very charismatic person to be able to do it.
It does. It's and some get thousands of people. Some get, you know, 3 or 4 at a time. And then you make music videos and get trapped in the closet. My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yeah. I forgot what he says next.
And you're right. You're right.
I don't see nothing wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because in like a case like, you know, R. Kelly, like you're not even just, it's not just about women. It's the other people around them and their families. Like you control all of that and convince all these people that your motives are one thing when they're another.
I know. And it's scary that that people have that ability sometimes to do that. And but the thing is, once you're in, how do you ever say, okay, how do I get out?
And that's hard too, especially if you're, you know, it's because you're so convinced. A religion, you're convinced that if you leave, you know, you've made God mad or whatever. So that'd be bad. And then, you know, if you're in some kind of weird abusive relationship thing, those are really hard to get out of because they've sucked everything out of you. And, you know, like we've talked, you know, in the last few weeks, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about a cult. And, you know, like they take everything you have because then, you know, in an abusive relationship, the same thing. So you don't have access to money. They've taken your money. Everything you earn goes to them. How do you get out? You know, it's not like you have money to go buy a bus ticket or anything. You've got nothing.
I know.
And then you're convinced too, because they've separated you from your family. So a lot of times you think, well, my family, well, look at Scientology. They don't even like them to talk to their family.
Yeah. No outside influences. And yeah, and that's why a lot of them start, they cut those things out, because eventually somebody's going to be like, wait a second here. This is not what you're making it out to be. So, anyway, let's continue into the story of David Berg, your neighbor. In the late 1930s, Virginia Berg returned to her favorite ministry, that of a traveling evangelist. David Berg accompanied her and for the next 10 years acted as her chauffeur, song leader, and general assistant. David Berg graduated from Monterey High School in 1935 and later attended Elliott School of Business Administration. Like his father, Berg became a minister in the Christian and Missionary Alliance and was placed at Valley Farms, Arizona. Berg was eventually expelled from the organization for differences in teachings and for alleged sexual misconduct with a church employee. In Berg's writing, he claimed the expulsion was due to his support for greater racial diversity among his congregation. Fred Jordan Berg's friend and boss allowed Berg and his personal family to open and run a branch of his soul clinic in Miami, Florida, as a missionary training school. After running into trouble with local authorities for his aggressive disapproval, with evolution being taught as fact in public schools, Berg moved his family to Fred Jordan's Texas Soul Clinic in Western Texas. David Berg founded the organization called the Children of God, the Family, also known as Teens for Christ, in Huntington Beach, California, in 1968. It was later known as the Children of God, the Family of Love, or the Family, and is currently the Family International. Berg called on his followers to devote their full time to spreading the message of Jesus' love and salvation as far and wide as possible, unfettered by convention or tradition, and to teach others to do the same. Berg also decried the de-Christianization and decay of moral values in Western society. He viewed the trend downwards, a new world order, as setting the stage for the rise of the Antichrist. Berg lived in seclusion, communicating with his followers and the public via nearly 3,000 Mo letters. Mo, from his pseudonym Moses David, that he wrote on a wide variety of subjects. These typically covered spiritual or practical subjects and were used as a way of disseminating and introducing policy and religious doctrine to his followers. His writings were often extreme and uncompromising in their denunciation of what he believed to be evil, such as mainstream churches, pedophilia laws, capitalism, and Jews. And he always admonished the reader to love the sinner, but hate the sin. He espoused doctrines that mainstream Christians denounced as heretical. However, his followers argue that in his writings, they are permeated with the love of God. Berg had been in hiding since 1971 and died in November 1994 in Portugal. He was buried in Costa do Caprio, and his remains have since been cremated. After his death in 1994, his wife Karen Zerbe, a.k.a. Maria Berg, led the family, and there were 6,000 adults, 3,000 children as members of the family worldwide in 50 countries. There are investigations of the family for child abuse and prostitution in Argentina, France, Spain, Australia, Venezuela, and Peru. David Berg has been accused of leading a cult which promotes assaults on children and sexual abuse of women and children for decades. Former members have told their stories widely. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. That's Dark Side of Wikipedia.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.